as we approach Tkufas Teves, you know, we approach the winter months where we have these, and we're in the winter months already, where we have these very, very long nights and we have more opportunity to learn Torah during the night, I thought it would be a good opportunity to discuss the particular Indian of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah at night, that there's something special about Talmud Torah specifically at night. Most of what I'm going to say comes from a new sefer called Tarosch HaShashuai, written by Rabbi Elisha Sandler, who's the Mashkiach in Yeshiva Shar Yashuv, based off of Vadim that he gave in the yeshiva. I was just in the Sfarim store yesterday, I picked up the sefer and it looked very nice. So while this may not seem like a halachic topic, it certainly is. All of the sources are classical halachic sources, Gemara, to the Rambam, to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Nosei Kelim, because there is a little known fact, there is a halacha that one has to learn Torah. So we have to delve into the details of that halacha like we do any other halacha. They tell the story about the Briska Rav, that someone once praised somebody to the Briska Rav, and they said that this person is a medaktik b'mitzvos, and the Briska Rav said, Hasmada is the grester frumkeit, meaning the biggest frumkeit you can have is Hasmada. Medaktik b'mitzvos is one mitzvah that you need to be medaktik in more than any other mitzvah, and that's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning Basmada. So let's talk about the obligation of learning Torah at night. The Pasuk in Sefer Yehoshua tells us, Lo yomer sefer haTorah zemipicha v'gisabo yomam v'layla, and then the Pasuk goes on, Az tatzliach hazdar kachava, az taskil. Person wants to be successful, one has to learn both during the day and at night. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh points to a remez from the Pasuk in B'chukosai Telechu. Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Shetu HaMelim B'Torah. So the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains, because he says B'chukosai and not B'chuki, in plural, to tell me Al Derech Omru V'Gisabo Yomam V'Laila, that it's not enough for a person to learn during the daytime. A person needs to learn during the nighttime as well, and therefore it's plural. But it's also V'Mesoris B'Lashon Yachid. The Mesoris is B'Lashon Yachid, because both Yom and Laila are within the same halachic yom. So that's why it's a combination of yachid and rabbin. But that dual obligation, that one has to learn every day and one has to learn every night, is explicit in the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam writes, Machnisna satinokos l'slami k'ben sheish k'ben sheva l'fikoach haben ubinyan gufo. At a young age already, you start teaching a child to learn Torah. V'yoshev u'malamdan kol yom kulo. And you should teach children all day long. Ooh, miktas min alayla, and you also have to spend some of the night time learning with children as well. Kedei l'chanchel nilmod biyomu b'layla. Not enough to be mechanic children to learn. You have to be mechanic children to learn both at day and at night, because apparently there's this particular inyan of learning at night. So how much learning do you have to do at night in order to fulfill this chiyuv? So the Gemara Menachos Tav Tzadites tells us, Amar Rabbi Ami midvar shal Rabbi nilmod afilu lo shana adam ela perek echot shachrus uperek echot arvus ki mitzvos. That learning a little bit in the morning, a little bit at night. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, afilu lo kara adam ela kriya shma shachris varvis kiim lo yomish. That even just saying kriya shma shachris varvis is already a fulfillment of lo yomish sefer Torah zemipicha v'vigisabo yomam v'layla. The Gemara then has a machlokas amarayim whether you should say that to amei ha'aretz. On the one hand, it might give the amei ha'aretz the belief that all they have to do is kriya shma shachris varvis and they're not going to be motivated to do more. On the other hand, it might give them chizik that if I'm able to fulfill such a great mitzvah with just kriya shma, can you imagine if I really learn? Can you imagine if I learn more? So machlokas in the Gemara, what's better to say tamei aretz or not? So the Eitz Yosef on the Ein Yaakov, based on the Alter Rebbe and the Shulchan Aruch Rav, says that that's really only for people who already know Torah Shemaksav, Torah Shvalpeh, and just need some sense of kviyos, or for amei aretz who are totally incapable of learning. But for everybody in the middle, then you have to learn a serious night seder, meaning a perek echad is not going to do it unless you already know kala Torah kula, or you don't stand the chance of knowing anything ever. But if you're the other 99% of Klal Yisrael, so then you have to have a serious seder in the daytime and in the nighttime. So is nighttime learning any better than daytime learning? We see clearly that there's two obligations, but is it any better? So in Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim Sim Reish Lam Chesif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Tzarech Lizar B'limer Alayla Yoser Mi B'shal Yom V'mevatzlo On Shemaruba. One has to be more careful about Limer Torah at night than he does during the day, and if one is Mevatel Limer Torah at night, it's a greater onesh than one being Mevatel Limer Torah during the day. And Mishnah Berurah explains why. Because Mishnah Berurah says, take a quick tour through Shas, and you will find five or six unbelievable statements of Chazal about the power of Talmud Torah b'layla. The Gemara says, lo ivri layla elu l'girsa, that nighttime was created just for learning. The Mishnah Berurah says, Gemara tells us, kalosu b'torah He'll learn Torah at night, and a person is going to have a certain grace that he's going to be blessed with during the day. The Gemara Menachos Daf Kuf Yud. That learning Torah at night is like you're doing the avoda. Tamid daf lamid beis kala osik b'torah b'layla shchina kedegdo shnever kumi roni b'layla k'sibasrei shivchi k'mayim libech nochach pnei Hashem. They have the shchina right there, and then he quotes what the Rambam writes and is quoted in Yerudeus in Reish Mem Vav, that someone who wants to be zochet to the kisra shel Torah, to the keser haTorah, yizor b'chol leilosav v'loyavet afilu achaz man, has to spend every night learning Torah and should not waste a single night with just sleeping and eating and drinking and talking and schmoozing or whatever else. A person has to learn every single night. So in Sifkat and Beis, the Mishmur quotes another Gemara, Sanhedrin Daf Sadi Beis, that says, "Kol bayishen divrei Torah nishman babalayla eisho chalto." That if there isn't Torah being learnt in a house at night, then the house will be consumed by fire. So why is it that the Shulchan Aruch says you have to be more careful about learning Torah at night than you do during the day? Because it's all over Chazal. All over Chazal you find particular value of learning Torah at night. And the simple understanding of the unique value of nighttime learning is that it's quiet. It's easier to focus at night. And that is in fact highlighted by the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avos, Mishnah Dalit, where the Mishnah says that if a person is Neor Balaila, Vamahalich B'derech Yichidi, Vamfan Libo Levatala, is Mischayev B'Navshon. Rabbeinu Yonah says, why is he Mischayev B'Navshon? Because these are Sha'os Ritzuyos, Ein Lo Lachshu Ben Kim Dvarim Ritzuyim V'Yamakum Baruchu, Elu Ein Divrei Torah. These are special times, special moments, where one should be thinking about Divrei Torah, Sha'os and Sha'os Kamehin Chashuvos Ru'uyos L'machshavas HaTorah. Nighttime is a time that is uniquely suited to learning Torah. Why? Ki Ein Lo Malach Alasos Ve'Einen Shomei Kolos B'nei Adam. The phone's not ringing, there's no work to be done, no one's reaching out to you, so v'im yifna libo levatala, and if at that time you're just binging on Netflix, loose translation, mischayev benavsho, then a person is mischayev benavsho, because he's shemafsid zman, ki sucha lios l'machshava brura nechonon, esiro samihir divrei Torah. Person finally has a clear head, he has nothing else going on, so to not use that time in learning Torah is chaval. That's what Rabbeinu Yonah writes. L'chor, according to that logic, whatever time of day is most suited to not be disturbed and to have a clear head would be the time that is uniquely suited for Talmud Torah. For many of us, now that nighttime is a busy time and the phone does ring off the hook at nighttime. You know when it doesn't ring off the hook? Between like 4 and 7 a.m. That's when the phone does ring. So maybe that would be a time that's more suited for Talmud Torah. But a time when one has clear clarity. But the Gemara goes even further. The Gemara tells us in Maseches Erevin, Lo ivri laila ela l'girsa, Irvin daf samichei. The Gemara might say that. That depends on your girsa in the Gemara. The Tur has such a girsa where Reish Lakish says, Lo ivri laila ela l'girsa, that nighttime was created for learning, but Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Lo ivri laila ela l'shenasa, that nighttime is meant for sleeping. That is not our girsa in the Gemara. Our girsa in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo ivri laila l'shenasa, that nighttime is meant for sleeping, and Rabbi Shimon Malach says, Lo ivri sihara ela l'girsa. The moon is created for learning. Not that nighttime is created for learning, and the Marshal explains, because it's counterintuitive. If Hashem wanted us to learn, why would he make it dark, right? So it must be that even though it's dark, and that's why you're supposed to sleep, but you got to learn too, and that's why he gave us a little illumination. That's why he created the moon at night, so you could learn a little bit at night as well. Now, does the season of the year make a difference? Is there an extra inyan to learn at night, dafka, now that we have these longer nights? So we mentioned that according to the Torah's gears in the Gemara, there is a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Reish Lakish whether night was created for sleeping or for learning. However, the Prishon or Chaim in Reish Lamaches writes that Tosfos holds that there's no machlokas at all. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about summer nights, and Reish Lakish was talking about winter nights. Summer nights you're supposed to sleep, winter nights you're supposed to learn. Long winter nights, how long could a person sleep already? You have 18 of the 24 hours of the day are going to be dark. So what are you going to do? You can't sleep that whole time. So obviously, in that time has to be spent learning. And then the Prisha adds a very important point, and he says, "Venerally derat zolomer b'tkuvas tevis yet ikur halayla limud or b'tkuvas tamuz ikur l'shena." It's not saying that during the summer months you don't have a night seder, and during the winter months you have a night seder and you stay up all night. No, just like it's obvious that during the winter months you're going to have to sleep eventually. You're going to have to sleep at some point. During the summer months you have to learn also. It just means that that the majority of the night should be spent in learning during the winter months, and the majority of the night in sleeping during the summer months. And the idea that we should learn every night applies l'chora all the time, right? This halacha in Shulchan Aruch, some Reish Lamaches, that every single night has to be spent in learning is every single night. That means Motzei Shabbos, it means Friday night, it means Yom Tov, it means Ben Azmanin. It's every night. It's not only, you know, this 6 months out of the 12 months a year where, you know, or even less than that, where you actually have night seder. It's every single night. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, Halacha Ches, writes, Kol Ish Mi Yisrael Chayv B'Talmud Torah, Ben Ani, Ben Ashir, Ben Shalim, Begufa, Ben Bal Yisurin, Ben Bachar, Ben Shreya Zakin, Gadol Shetashar Kocho, Afilu Ayani, Amisparis Mitzdakol, Machsel, Psachma, Afilu Bali, Shou, Banim. No matter what your responsibilities are, you're rich, you're poor, you're old, you're young, you have a large family, you have a Achrayas, Chayiv Lekvoa Lozman LeTalmud Torah BeYom UBeLayla Shnemar VeGisabo Yom VeLayla. I mean, regardless of life circumstances, when it's during this man, it's ideal. It's set up for that. When it's Ben Azmanim, it's less set up for that. But one still has to do it. One still has to learn, regardless of his life circumstances at that time. Then the Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Beis talks about this additional element of the Keser of Torah. That Amr Lei the Minalach the Rabbanan Ikru Malachim Amrlu Dechsiv Bi Malachim. That the Rabbanan are called Malachim. That's what the Rambam highlights in the third paragraph of the Talmud Torah, that a person who's not ma'avid any of his leilos in achila, v'shtiyah, v'sichah, chiyotzi behen, and he's only learning, he's busy with Talmud Torah and Divrei Chachma, is going to be zocha to the keser shel Torah, to the keser Torah. And the Prisha points out that in Yaradeya, Simin Reish Mem Zayin, that the Rambam, in Yaradeya Reish Mem Zayin, the Reish Mem Vav rather, the Prisha points out that the Rambam specifically says, kol leilosav, every night, summer nights, every night, the one is going to be zocha to the keser shel Torah. The implication of the Rambam is, yeah, every night if you want the keser Torah, which makes it sound like if you're not interested in the keser shel Torah, you just want the bare minimum chiyuv. It doesn't have to be every night. But we said kol b'ayishem b'divrei Torah nishmam b'balayla eshochalto, that every night, every house that doesn't have Talmud Torah in it at night is going to be consumed by a fire, which makes it sound like it's the ikar obligation. So the Marsha points out that if you have a person who works all day and never gets a chance to learn, then absolute to learn at night when he's free from work. Because it's megala that the fact that he isn't learning all day, if he doesn't learn at night, that the fact that he's not learning all day is not on account of being busy, it's on account of a lack of chashiva satara. So those who do learn all day maybe only need to be kaveh a little bit of time for learning at night, not as much. Not as much as someone, not as much of an achrayas as someone who's busy doing other things all day. The concept of this marsha applies to us in other circumstances as well. Meaning we have times where all of a sudden we're not as busy. You know, why is it that every Jewish community throughout the world, we're from Jews, and we wake up at 6 a.m. and we do our minyan or our daf yomi, and then we go off to shul or whatever. And then on Sundays, all of a sudden, we wake up at 8:30. Well, what happens on Sundays? No chiv talmud Torah on Sunday. I mean, why is it that we wake up early? We wake up early because we want to work, or we wake up early because we want to serve Hashem. So if it's megala to us how we spend the times where we don't have that same structure, is megala to us what the obligations are. I remember Rabbi Yisrael Reisman once said his father owned a bakery. You've heard of it, right? The brownie bars, Reisman's, right? So he said when his father retired, he continued to wake up at 4:30. Bakers wake up at like 4 a.m. every morning because they have to get the baking going very early in the morning. So he said when his father retired, he woke up the next morning, he woke up at 4:30 a.m. And he said, Dad, you can take it easy now, you know? Now you can sleep in. He said, for all these years, I woke up, what? It's for brownies that I wake up, but for Talmud Torah, I'm not going to wake up. Now I have a chance to learn Torah, so all the more so, I'm going to wake up early. So that's the idea of learning Torah. At night. Why is it that night is so important? Rav Yerucham Olshan explains, nighttime is a time for leisure and doing what you enjoy doing rather than what you must do. Daytime is usually what you must do. So learning at night demonstrates that lulei saras chashashuai, that Torah is my enjoyment, it's my plaything, it's something that we get tremendous hana'ah from. So there is a particular chiyuv, apparently, of learning Torah not only during the day, but a particular chiyuv to learn Torah each and every night. Okay, have a great day, everybody. Oh, there's a message here. Let's see what the message is. Oh, Torah Shabbat Peh. Didn't get into that.
Quickly. You recognize my face?
Yeah, of course.
So on Monday you spoke about him. I thought you might have mentioned that he lost 11 children,
right,
and his wife and